Jags take the field looking more athletic at certain positions. This is Tony Wiggins with the Jacksonville Jaguars Report here on Locked On Jaguars. Tight end, that's right. The tight end position finally actually looks like an NFL tight end position and group is supposed to look. O'Shaughnessy came back to practice. He got off that physically unable to perform list. He's always looked really, really good and been a good outlet for Gardner Minshew in their limited time that they've had together. Of course, Josh Oliver picked in the third round. He's always been a big body. He's looked even more physical and big today. And, of course, Tyler Eifert, a former first-round pick, has always been a physical specimen. And he also looked good today on the first day on the field as a group in front of the media today. That tight end position is going to be one for everyone to watch this preseason for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not the preseason, but early in the season for the Jaguars. They need that production, man. They need some production out of that position that just looks like regular, good NFL production. Mercedes Lewis is the best tight end in team history. And if you go throughout the history of this franchise, they've never just really had that linchpin of a tight end that you see other teams around the league have. And whether you're running power or whether you're running that West Coast offense, that's just something that you need, man. You need that outlet, especially when you have a young quarterback. And, you know, when you run in the kind of system that they're running where you want to just keep the other team on the field, you know, the other team's defense on the field, you're just going to need that production from that position. You know, that's just a position that you can't take for granted. I often, you know, kind of get on Dave Caldwell a little bit in these podcasts about having positions where you just kind of take it for granted. I've talked about that in the past about backup running backs, and last year was the linebacker position. And I really think they've shored up the tight end position, though, at least a little bit. You know, I think instead of just getting guys that, you know, you think you might be able to develop, I think what they have now are guys that you're more hopeful, at least from an athletic standpoint, that they're really going to be able to get out there and show up and show off and give Gardner Minshew a way to get that ball out of his hand quickly if things don't go the way he wants them to go down the field. Not just dumping it off to the running backs, but having that guy that you can consider a buddy. And, you know, we always talk about having that buddy, that guy in the flat or that guy in the middle of the field, to keep those linebackers and keep those safeties honest so those wide receivers can start having some lanes and some areas to sit down in the middle of that field and in that defense that'll allow plays to be made later on. Nobody, I believe, keeps guys more honest than tight ends who can block and catch. Because when you do that, when you have guys that can do both, it really affects the way the other team plays defense to the point where you can't rub off, you can't go help other people too much. And then the other thing is you don't allow the defense, the coach of the other team, to do too much sub-package stuff. And what I mean by that is sometimes coaches like to go too much sub-package and sacrifice being stout against the run. You can't do that if you got a real good tight end that can really, really block, because you start putting too many little people in there, and that tight end now becomes a guy who's like an extra offensive lineman, and he can start laying the wood to these guys and really, really driving them and putting them on their back and letting those running backs have those lanes. The other thing is if you try to go too jumbo, if you try to go too heavy, that guy, if he's a really, really good pass catcher, can really get out and cause you some problems in the deep middle and down in the seams and create some mismatches that way. That's what has made Gronk so good. So as opposed to having just a blocking guy or a move guy, when you got a guy that's double-fisted like that, it makes it very difficult for you to guard him, and it makes it difficult for you to guard other people because you can't cheat. You can't cheat. Everybody has to play everything very honestly. So, yeah, man, tight end position. Kudos to Jacksonville. It looks like it's going to be a better position this season. All right, coming up, man, we'll give you the news and notes of the day as training camp for this coming season gets off to an even better start. I'm going to take a look at, too, how scouting is going to be that much more important this year. More important this year because of COVID-19 and the coronavirus and its protocols. I'll get into that in the first segment in just a moment here on Locked On Jaguars. I'm going to tell you now about rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is an extremely important thing for you guys to know, especially you guys got kids that are going off to college. You got kids that are in high school this year, and you have them driving for the first time and they're off on their own. It's very important for you to have reliable transportation for those young people. And the way that you have reliable transportation is to have reliable auto parts and accessories. And you can get all of those at rockauto.com. I know when it's time for my young people to drive, I want them to be safe. The best parts and accessories are at rockauto.com, a family-owned business that's been in business for over 2 decades. Save money by getting your parts and accessories at rockauto.com. When you go on there, they have this box that asks you, how did you hear about us? You put Locked On in there, and that lets them know that you heard about rockauto.com at here on Locked On Jaguars and the Locked On Podcast Network. Save all the money you can because you're going to need it, but don't cheapen yourself because, trust me, you're going to need reliability, and you can get that at rockauto.com. All right, man, so one of the things that is going to be extremely important is pro personnel. We don't really know. They've already lengthened the practice squads. We don't know how often, you know, we're going to have to use those practice squads this year. We don't know the extent, how deep teams are going to have to go. We don't know how injuries, the lack of a decent training camp, and the lack of the off-season program that is normally extended to players. We don't know how it's going to affect these teams health-wise, but I suspect it's going to be, you know, something that's very, very different. So scouting and pro personnel is going to really, really go a long way this year. Without having the benefit of preseason and having the benefit of having just eyes and fresh eyes on guys and having a good look, it's going to be even more critical moving forward because you're not going to have the benefit of seeing a lot of college kids that you would normally have a chance to take a look at. So whatever look you had at veterans from last year and the tape, I guarantee you these scouts are going crazy scouring through that tape from last year. And there are a lot of guys who probably considered retiring. They're probably trying to whip it in shape right now because there's a lot of people that's going to probably get a lot of looks that probably wouldn't have gotten those looks this offseason. Got a lot of veterans who might have a shot at getting some money now that probably wouldn't have had a chance to get that money because teams are going to want to move towards signing more vets than they are younger guys because they're going to need people that can help them right away. Scouts are really going to earn their money this year. And they're going to earn their money in the offseason too. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of teams actually made their scouting departments bigger during the season and maybe even in the offseason to combat the fact that they're not going to be able to take as big a look or as close a look as they would like to, or that they're used to doing. And this started last year too, because they weren't able to get around to see these kids or to see these guys work as much as they were able to in the past at the pre-draft, during the pre-draft process. So, you know, they had a pretty good way to try to get used to that last year. And really, man, it hasn't gotten any better. You know, we're still all looking forward to NFL football, but the question is it's not wrong for us, and I keep noticing people that are doing this, especially with the situation in college football, it's not wrong for us to keep trying to have a sense of normalcy, right? It's not wrong for us to keep attempting to try to figure out, you know, what life is going to be like once things get back to the way that we're used to them being. And it's not wrong for us to continue to prepare for life getting back to the way it was. But I tell you what, it's still hard and it's still difficult for us to not realize that we're still stuck right in the middle of this thing, being in at a point where it's not normal, okay? And it's also, you know, hard for us to even fathom the fact that it may never be exactly the way it was before, right? Even psychologically, you know, we may always in the back of our mind have to prepare for things like this and prepare ourselves for something like this to always have to happen. That there always may be a looming reason why we have to shut down for a while. Because I never in my lifetime dreamed that anything like this could ever happen, right? I remember when I was in Germany and my son was born, and I was overseas, and they had always had bouts with terrorism overseas. So I knew what it was like to travel abroad and go through airports and see guys with shotguns and go through the screening process and the protocol overseas in the airports, because stuff was always blowing up over there. I was in Germany, and not too long before I got there, a barracks was blown up by terrorism on an American base. So when my mom came to see my son, who was born about 3 or 4 weeks after my son was born, my mom and my sister came to visit. And when I picked her up in the airport, she was spooked because the guys were walking around the airport with machine guns, right? And sawed-off shotguns and dogs. And she was like, and they were in uniform with these berets on and ascots. And my mom was like, it's like a war zone over here. What's going on, right? So, you know, little did we know, that's like in 1993. Well, little did we know, like 18 years later, 9/11 would happen. And they'd have that stuff going on right here in the United States. And when 9/11 happened, that day we didn't even think that we'd never, ever, ever travel in the airport like we used to. I remember when I was a kid, man, your family could walk you all the way to the terminal and would literally stand and wave goodbye to you as the planes backed up. You could be looking out of the window and your family would be waving. They would stand in the terminal with you. You know, I never thought that we would ever get to a point where folks would just drop you off at the front door and they couldn't even go anywhere near the terminal. People used to walk back and eat with you in the terminals, right? You didn't think that things would ever change and get to the point where things would never go back to the way that they used to be. So I'm telling you that to tell you this. There's a small part of me that's wondering if we're ever really going to be back to normal, and normal is normal ever going to be the way that it was? Or are we going to create a new normal where we'll always just have it in the back of our minds that we have to do things a little bit differently? And, you know, it seems like in sports, folks are really fighting to get back to the point where 80,000 people are jammed up elbow to elbow in a stadium, and that we're going to be like that again. And I'm optimistic that we will be, but it's always in the back of my mind that maybe we won't be. You know, maybe that number will decrease, or maybe there's going to be some sort of protocol, or maybe they're going to come up with something where we won't be like that. And or maybe from time to time, something will happen that, you know, that's going to be interrupted again because of some other, you know, virus or ism will pop up, and the sports world will learn how to cope with it so that this doesn't happen for months and months and months and months, like COVID-19 and Corona, that has really, really changed the way everybody's looking at and viewing sports. Man, there's a lot to deal with, man. It is. And you look at sports on a day-to-day basis, and I really think that that's what everyone's struggling with. I really do. And scouting is one of those things. The way these guys are going about the everyday business of evaluating players, and this thing that's going on with college is going to really, really change that too. I brought that up because I actually, you know, exchanged some words today via text with the general manager of the team. Everybody's moving different and trying to get it figured out, and nobody has answers for everything. So, you know, it leads us to ask this. How many games do you think they're going to actually complete this year? On the other side, I'm going to examine what I believe everyone thinks is going to happen this year with the NFL. I'll do that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. Well, one of the things that I notice is there are a lot of people that believe that one way or the other, this season will be completed. Okay. Jerry Jones has come out and say that the Cowboys are going to play in front of fans this year. The Washington NFL team has said they're not going to have fans for the foreseeable future. The Jaguars have started to distribute tickets. I know of people that have gone out and gotten tickets already. They're going to do it at 25% capacity to start the season. Packers aren't doing any tickets. Baltimore, I believe, is going to do, I think, 25% of their fans. I don't know how Jerry Jones is going to pull this off, where they're going to have fans. And I don't even think he's put a limit on it. I really don't know. And, you know, it's funny how the NFL is the league that has sort of left this up to each individual team to decide what they're going to do, as opposed to being like the NBA has sort of come up with a bubble. Not sort of come up with a bubble, has actually come up with a bubble. And I found out today the NBA is actually letting people from outside of the bubble come into the bubble to visit. I think that's a morale booster. They're taking a chance, though, because they've tested everybody into the bubble, and those guys have all tested negative. So you're taking a chance by starting to let people in. But I think they must have gotten some feedback that morale is sort of low, if you want to call it morale. These guys sort of need it's a family show, so these guys sort of need some visitation, if you will. They may be taking the cue also from some of the European sports where they've been able to maintain and get some things done. College just said, the heck with it. High school football is going to try to give it a go in a lot of these states, especially here in Florida. They're going to try to give it a go. It's really weird, though, that college, you know, outside of the SEC and the Big 12 and the ACC, those other colleges just said, the hell with it, we're not going to do it. It's really weird, though, that those places also, while they said we're not going to play football, they're still going to open the classrooms, and people are going to sit in classrooms. I have no idea how playing football is any different from being in a classroom, but I'm also not, I'm not a doctor, so I won't sit here and pretend to tell you that I can definitively tell you that one thing is worse than the other. I just don't get it. I don't know. I don't have the answers to that. I don't really understand the difference. What information does Jerry Jones have that Shaq Khan doesn't have, or anybody else around the nation has, that makes Jerry Jones believe that he can pull that off and people won't get sick? So it's just very interesting. And, you know, I guess we're all going to learn as we go, man. And we're going to try to get it all figured out. But it's going to be interesting. And, you know, a lot of talk, too, is how many games are people going to actually – how many games will actually be completed? How many games will actually be completed? Will they be able to get through an entire season? Will teams be hurt by it? Will somebody end up missing the playoffs because their quarterback gets sick and will have to be quarantined? Will there ever be a situation where someone actually tests positive and someone like conceals it? You know what I'm saying? Will there be a Corona Gate situation? And will it involve the Patriots? You know, all of these storylines will go on during the season, man. And I mean, we're just going to have to wait and see. We're going to really have to wait and see. It's going to be a lot of drama that's going to play out between now and December. Between now and December. 2020 has been something else, man. And if you think for 1 minute that – if you think for 1 minute that it's going to be any different, it's going to be wow. If you think for 1 minute that's going to be any different, you crazy. This season is going to be something else. And really, I'm here for it. I'm really, really here for it. And, of course, on Locked On Jaguars, we're going to bring everything we're going to bring it all to you guys. I made arrangements that on Tuesdays I'm going to actually go to practice. On Tuesdays, got with the Jags and worked all of that out. So that's when I'll probably be able to, with my schedule, get out there and get some information for you guys. Tad Dickman was kind enough to work that out for me. So on Tuesdays, I'll probably be able to show my face and be able to go out and give you guys some as much as information that I'm going to be allowed to give you based on how we have to move at practice. Don't forget to check out our programming around the Locked On Podcast Network, Locked On NFL, Locked On Fantasy Football, our Draft Dude show. All of that stuff is outstanding, man. Chad Ford has a fabulous NBA draft podcast. And you can subscribe to all of those on iTunes or Apple and follow along also on Spotify. Every day, man, right here, same time, same place. It's your man T-Wig with the Locked On Jaguars podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.